بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. This will be the explanation of Surah Al-Infitar, Surah number 82. Al-Infitar, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انفطرت، when the heaven is cleft asunder or split asunder. This is as the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse in chapter in Surah Al-Inshiqaq, which is chapter 84 verses 1 and 2, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, when the heaven split asunder, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, and it listens to and obeys its Lord, and it must do so. It must do so when the heaven is split asunder and listens to and obeys its Lord, and it must do so. Then in the next verse Allah says, وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. الْهَنُود. وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ, meaning, وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته, and when the stars have fallen and scattered, and this refers to all types of the stars, of the stars, the small and the big one, why it will all fall and scatter? Because the universe will come to an end. وإذا البحار فجرت. The next verse please. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ, and when the seas burst off, turned upside down and got dried up, and they burst one in the other until it becomes one. Then the next verse, وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ, and when the graves are turned upside down and they bring their contents, meaning contents of the dead, they will stand up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These four matters, when they occur, the splitting of the heavens, the falling and scattering of the stars, the bursting of the seas, and the turning upside down of the graves, when all these four matters occur, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخْرَتْ. Then, next verse, then a person will know that he has sent, what he has sent forward, and what he has left behind of good or bad deeds. Why? Because the person now will see on that day, because he will be presented with the book of records. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another surah, in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 14, فَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. And we have fastened every man's deeds to his neck, and on the day of resurrection we shall bring it out for him, a book which he will find open. We shall bring it out for him, a book which he will find open. It will be said to him, read your book. You yourself are sufficient as a reckoner against you this day. And in this, on that day, the wrongdoers and the polytheists will say, يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Woe to us! What sort of book is this that leaves neither a small thing nor a big thing, but has recorded with numbers? So the person on that day will know what he has sent forward and what he has left behind of good or bad deeds. While in this life he forgets, but on the day of resurrection the work will be presented before him and every person will know what he has done. All of this, therefore, this introduction of this surah is to remind the slave of Allah and to warn him not to do anything in opposition to the way of Allah and to his messenger. Okay, yes, yes, alhamdulillah. Then in verse 6, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. O man, and man here being a man, in nature he is ظلوم, wrongdoer, an extremely wrongdoer, جهول, extremely ignorant. Which surah? 17. This surah is on the banner up there. It is Surah Al-Infitar, chapter 82. Now, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ, I'm talking about this surah now, number 6, yes. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about man in Surah 14, in Surah Ibrahim, Allah also spoke about man. Describing him, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Extreme wrongdoer, a disbeliever, because he is an extreme ingrate who denies Allah's blessings, and who disbelieves and disdains, and who commits shirk and disobeys Allah and His Messenger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نعم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ, addressing man, despite his beliefs, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. What has made you careless concerning your Lord, the most generous, so that you deny him, you deny the resurrection, you disobey him in commands and prohibitions? In fact, amongst men there are those who deny Allah totally. So, what is the matter with you, O man? What made you? What has made you careless? Some of the scholars said that the thing that made him careless is Allah's generosity, and is Allah's giving him respite, and is Allah's clemency. But a person shouldn't really be careless in all of these matters. just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous and He gives respite and of His clemency. It is not permitted for man to be careless, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives respite to the wrongdoer and to the transgressor until when He takes him, He will not leave him. So what is it with you that had made you careless concerning your Rabb, the most generous? So the answer is Allah's generosity and clemency, this which led man to be careless concerning Allah, and therefore transgresses the limits in matters of disobedience and in times of denial, and exceeds the limits in opposition. So يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. Then Allah reminds him about himself. الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. The next verse please, of chapter 82 verse 7. الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ, that He created you from nothing and brought you to exist from nothing. Next verse please. Who created you from nothing. You were non-existence. فَسَوَّاكَ means He fashioned you perfectly. And thus you don't find in you a hand longer than the other, nor a leg longer than the other, as well as no finger longer than the other. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from every aspect He had fashioned you perfectly. فعدلك, and in another qira'ah, in another recitation, فعدلك means He made you upright in your form, standing, not like the animals which walk on its feet as well as on its hands, on their hands. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gave this special creation to man. في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك, and in whatever form He willed, He put you together. You man did not choose this form for yourself. Allah had chosen it for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whatever form He willed, He put you. In any form. Medium, tall, white, black, red, in between, as He wishes. But He made your form the best of forms. Then the next verse, Kalla. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. Nay, meaning with this creation and this and these bounties that Allah gave you, yet you deny the belief in the recompense. And you say that this is only this life of ours, which we will live and die in it, and we will not be resurrected. But you deny the recompense. Not only that, it also means this verse, وَتُكَذِّبُونَ أَيْضًا بِالدِّينِ نَفْسِهِ. You as well deny the deen itself. And now there comes a very important foundation in understanding the tafsir of the Quran. You see, this verse could have two meanings. The first meaning is that you belie the recompense, meaning the reward and the punishment. Also, it means you belie the religion itself, because you don't attest to the deen, brought by the messengers. And this ayah encompasses both meanings. Why you say this? The Shaykh rahimahullah said, because لِأَنَّ الْقَاعِدَةَ فِي عِلْمِ التَّفْسِيرِ, the foundation regarding the science of tafsir, as well as in the explanation of hadith, is the following. If the text can, may encompass two meanings, such that neither one of the meanings opposes the other, then it could be carried on both meanings. Alhamdulillah. The next verse, please. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. But verily, over you are appointed angels. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. These angels are to watch you, and they are honorable, and they write down your deeds. As Allah states in Surah Qaf, chapter 50, verse 18, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Not a word does he or she utter, but there is a watcher by him ready to record. These are honorable, they are not mean, honorable angels. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, angels come to you in succession by night and day, and all of them get together at the time of the Fajr and Asr prayers. All of them come together at the time of the Fajr and Asr prayers. Then those who have stayed with you overnight ascend unto Allah, who asks them, and He knows the answer better than they, how have you left my slaves? How have you left my slaves? They reply, we left them while they were praying, and we came to them while they were praying. The Prophet ﷺ added, if anyone of you says Ameen during the prayer at the end of recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha, and the angels in heaven say the same, and the two sayings coincide, all his past sins will be forgiven. And also the Prophet ﷺ narrating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah ordered the angels appointed over you that the good and bad deeds be written, and he then showed the way how to write. If somebody intends to do a good deed and he does not do it, then Allah will write it for him, a full good deed, in his account with him. And if he intends to do a good deed and actually does it, then Allah will write it for him in his account with him, its reward equal from 10 to 700 times, to many more times. And if somebody intends to do a bad deed and he does not do it, then Allah will write a full good deed in his account with him. And if he intends to do it, meaning a bad deed, and actually does it, then Allah will write one bad deed in his account. And this hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. So these angels, they write what we do, and they don't do any wrong to anyone. They wouldn't write anything that a person doesn't do, or they deprive him from any good that he did, because they are qualified with the attribute of being honorable. And Allah says about them, يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, and they know what you do, either by witnessing or by hearing, witnessing if there is an action, or by hearing if there is a saying. Not only that, even the action of the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them witness that, and they write it, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said من هم بالحسنة فلم يعملها كتبت حسنة. In the hadith which we just related, if someone intends to do a good deed and he does not do it, then Allah will write it for him a full good deed in his account. ومن هم بالسيئة ولم يعملها كتبت حسنة كاملة. And if he intends to do a bad deed and he does not do it, then Allah will write a full good deed in account with him. Alhamdulillah. Why? Because he abandoned doing it for the sake of Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ, verse 13. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. In chapter 13, please, verse 13 rather. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. Verily the abrar, meaning the pious and the righteous, will be in delight, referring to paradise. And those abrar are the ones who abundantly do good in abundance, and those who keep away from evil, they will be in delight. They will be delighted in their hearts and delight in their physically. And that's why you don't find anyone whose heart is more delighted and more good than the hearts of the pious and the righteous. Even to the degree that some of the righteous predecessors said, quote, لو يعلم الملوك وأبناء الملوك ما نحن فيه لجالدون عليه بالسيوف. If the kings or the sons of kings would know that, meaning that delight which we have, then they will try to snatch it away or take it from us by the sword. And this na'im, this delight, is not restricted to the hereafter, but it's also in this life. And as to the hereafter, it is the paradise. With respect to this life, it is the delight of the heart and the comfort and the acceptance of the decree of Allah and His due measures. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is the true delight. وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ, in contrast, and verily the fujjar, meaning the wicked, the disbelievers, the polytheists, the sinners and the evildoers, will be in blazing fire of hell. So fujjar here mainly refers to the kuffar and the wicked, and they are in opposition, their quality is in opposing the status of the of al-abrar, of the good and righteous. They will be in a blazing fire, yaslawnaha, meaning they will enter and taste its burning flame on the day of recompense. The verse number 15 on the day of recompense, and that is the day of resurrection. And wama hum anha bighaibin, meaning they will not be absent therefrom, verse 16, and therefore they will not be outside it, they will not leave it, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wama hum bikharijin minha, and indeed they are dwelling in there, they will not be able to leave it, as in chapter 5 verse 37, Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5 verse 37. Why? Because they are abiding there forever. Exactly. Allahu musta'an, wal 'iyadu billah. We seek refuge in Allah from the fire of hell. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. This exclamation is for magnification and glorification, meaning so they will not long to get out, they will long to get out of the fire, but never they get out therefrom, and theirs will be a lasting torment. And what will make you know what the day of recompense is? Know of its measures, know of its proper and due estimate. This is an exclamation of magnification and glorification. On that day, يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. Next verse please. It will be the day when no person shall have power to do anything for another. No one will be able to bring good for anyone, nor to repel evil from anyone, except by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah stated there right after that, verse 20, وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلَّهِ. وَالْأَمْرُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ, meaning on that day, the decision will be wholly, totally with Allah, His command, it will be totally His then. You know, in this life there are people who may command and have decisions from, you know, ministers, leaders, presidents, princes, and, you know, fathers, mothers. But in the hereafter, the whole decision belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no person shall have power to do anything for another except by the leave of Allah. That's why people on that day, they will be afflicted with unease and difficulty, which they cannot really bear. And that's why they seek intercession from Adam, then from Noah, then from Abraham, then from Musa, from Moses, then from Isa alayhi salam. May Allah be pleased, may Allah salallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon all of them, until the matter refers to our Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Then Allah gives him the permission to intercede, and this will comfort the people who are in that mawqif, in that station waiting for the judgment. Wal amru yawma idhin lillah, the whole decision then is totally belongs to Allah. And if someone says, isn't also the decision on that day belongs to Allah, as well as also it's not limited to that day, meaning Allah's decision is not only restricted to that day, the answer is yes. On that day the decision is for Allah, and before that day the decision is for Allah. However, the manifestation of His decision on that day of recompense will be much more than its manifestation in this life. Why? Because there are people here who oppose the decision of Allah, and they follow their those whom they have considered to be their masters or their leaders or something, their sheikhs, or blindly, etc., and they end up opposing the command and the decision of Allah. However, in the hereafter, the decision will be wholly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is as the saying of Allah in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 16. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. When Allah says, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. The day when they will come out, nothing of them will be hidden from Allah. Who is the kingdom this day? Allah will answer to this question. Allah Himself will reply and says, it is Allah's. Tayyib. It is Allah's, the one, the irresistible. And the kingdom is for Allah in this life and the hereafter. But on that day, the manifestation of the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His decision will be so clear that there is no one to have a decision on that day except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows best. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This brings the end of this tafsir for chapter 82. Inshallah, we will try to put these tafsirs on the site which we opened on in that group on Yahoo, and people can inshallah check the files. We have put a file there, and the file contains the table concerning the Prophet's recitations other than the Fatiha. Naam, the URL inshallah, I don't remember, I just opened it yesterday. Let me close something here.